Thank you, Zev Brenner of Talkline Communications. It's Thursday night, and we're back the Nosh with Kosher Guru here on Channel 620 on your AM dial, Talkline Communications. We are the first, the one and only kosher foodie radio show. History making. Amazing. I'm always... It just sends shivers down my spine every time I say it. I'm so honored, really, truly honored to be the first ever kosher foodie radio program on the radio. Awesome, everyone, welcome. Thank you so much. A gittin Erev Shabbos, everybody. I hope everyone's listening from around the world. Channel 620 on your AM dial. We have an action-packed, awesome show this evening. But first, let's get started. You with your host here, Gabriel Boxer, the Kosher Guru. Everyone knows the Kosher Guru is about bringing anything and everything kosher to the masses. You could follow us on our Instagram page at Kosher Guru. We have over 13.6 thousand followers and growing daily, organically grown since November. It's amazing. That's when we started Kosher Guru back in November of 2015, of course. Follow us on Twitter at The Kosher Guru. Tweet us any questions, pet peeves, anything you have. Use hashtag DoYouGuru. On Facebook, Kosher Guru. LinkedIn, it's just me. Check it out. On our website, we have a beautiful blog. We throw out a lot of recipes. We talk about different things. You could check out what we do with Kosher Guru Consulting, how we help so many kosher restaurants, companies, products, corporations all around the U.S. and beyond at www.thekosherguru.com. My favorite, though, and truly one of my favorite, and I have to give a lot of respect out to Yossi Axelrod, who we call Spielberg, who helped create, edit, produce our YouTube channel. Kosher Guru on YouTube. Check it out. We do fantastic, fun, informative videos. If you've ever watched on Food Network, Diners, Drive-Thrus, and Dives, this is like the kosher one. Restaurants all are out there. If you're listening from all over the world, email guru@thekosherguru if you want to have us come down, make a video for you. We'll give you a special deal if you mention that you heard us on this show, because we were and are the first team. It's Team Kosher Guru that started doing these very, very informative and fun videos in kosher restaurants. We've done so many in the New York area, so many happy customers, and of course, thousands and thousands of viewers. If you take a look at our views and our total views since we started this November, it really is historical, groundbreaking. It was a lot of fun producing it. It really says a lot when people enjoy and share your videos. They stop us all up and down the streets. We watched this video. We saw you in this restaurant. The restaurant's owners are told all the time that they saw the video and that's why they came. We have a lot of fun with it. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun with it. And always come to the original video making team. That's Team Kosher Guru. It's myself, of course, Kosher Guru, Yossi Axelrod, our Spielberg, and of course, our CEO, David Mossberg. We're going to start the show off talking about pet peeves. We always have a pet peeves corner section every Thursday night. It's a lot of fun. We talk about it on our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group called Kosher Guru Foodie Nation. We have over 5,000 members and growing daily on our group. Join, check it out. It's a lot of fun. We talk about anything and everything kosher, restaurants, reviews. You have a pet peeve. You have a new product you want to share. Anything. Go share, post, read, click. It's a lot of fun. So we had a few interesting pet peeves that were brought up today, but one that is very interesting depending who you speak to, because I know when I grew up in my house, my father enjoyed his meat one way. I enjoy my meat a totally different way, is ordering steaks well done in a restaurant. Now, I don't know if that's a pet peeve, but some people think it is, because there is a theory out there that your steak should not be cooked well done. It You have no flavor, no taste. I'm not going to really discuss it in depth right now on the pet peeve, but I do hear a lot of our followers writing about it, talking about it. If you're asking me, I always go to a restaurant, order my steak or my meat medium rare. That's the way I really enjoy it. You could speak to a lot of different chefs. They'll tell you it's meant to be ordered this way. It's meant to be cooked that way. I get it. I understand. But let's not beat up the person you're with who's ordering well done. Just enjoy your meal. Enjoy the steak and let them enjoy it their way. And I'm sure Shalom Al Yisrael will all get along. Another interesting topic that was brought up today on our pet peeve corner was service. Now, service, particularly in a kosher restaurant, they were discussing how, and a pet peeve was, that in a kosher restaurant, service is not on par to non-kosher restaurants. Then a few of my followers who are very familiar with non-kosher restaurants said, that's not true. Service across the board, whether kosher or not kosher, there's always issues. Now, I will tell you, I do expect when I'm going out to a fine establishment and I'm enjoying my meal, you do expect to have great service. I think also if we treat our service staff, the team members we go with respect also, they will treat you back with respect. And I'm sure that the owners of the restaurants try very, very hard, train their staff very, very hard, try to educate them as much as possible to be as nice as possible, to be in as educated and informative of the dishes of the restaurant. And I truly believe that it is something that everybody could work on from the side of the service, from the side of the customers, because we all do want to just be treated nicely. We should treat our service staff nicely. They'll treat us nicely, I hope, and we'll have a great dinner service or lunch service, depending where you're going. Another pet peeve that we brought up today on our Facebook page was mandatory 18% tipping. Or some places 15% tipping. Now, I will tell you that is a pet peeve of mine because I know that many, many times I would give more than the 15 or 18%. Even if you double tax in New York City, that comes out to more. If I had great service and they went above and beyond, I want to show my appreciation to them and to the service and servers and the team members at the restaurant who work so hard and so diligently to make my experience awesome. What does that mean? Going above and beyond. But once a restaurant, and I hear it, I do, guys and gals, everybody who commented, there were quite a few and private messaged me on the tipping issue, where there are mandatory tips. I hear it. I get it. I totally agree with you. There should not be mandatory tips. Now, if you're telling me it's a Shevet Brachas, it's a corporate event, you're having so many people, they're afraid I was going to tip, I understand that. But if you're just a party of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you're just going out for dinner, don't put a mandatory tip on. Have faith in humanity. Have faith in the people. They'll do the right thing. They will tip. I hear the point where pay your servers X amount of dollars an hour so they don't have to rely on the tips. I hear both sides. I understand the cost of labor from the restaurant side. I understand the service side. But we have tipping. It's part of, we'll call it our foodie society. But the mandatory tips, I believe, in my opinion, gotta go. Because I will tip more. It's an incentive for the service to work harder and the service to work harder. Because the harder you work, the more you're rewarded. And I know that I want a reward for the great service that I got. So hopefully, you know what? Restaurant owners out there are listening. They're all hopefully big followers of the Nosh with the Kosher Guru. They're listening. They're hearing it. And we'll see what's done. I'm sure I'll get a lot of emails tonight, phone calls, texts, messages. We'll hash it out. We'll discuss it. Any help that's needed, Team Kosher Guru is here to help you. Of course, help you make great videos that could be and shared all over YouTube and Facebook and all the Facebook food groups that are out there, because everybody loves having fun and a great, great time. Some news in the area. Kosher was the first one to break it, and many others followed suit by copying our post, is that Kasai, the fun experience having Kosher Hibachi on Coney Island Avenue in Flatbush, Brooklyn, New York, is opening up another location in the Five Towns on Central Avenue in Lawrence. They're opening up, that's not the exact location, but opening up down by Seasons in Lawrence. Hopefully they'll be open by November. of 2016, of course, after speaking with one of the owners the other day when the news was first broke on our Facebook page, Kosher Guru. Check it out. Remember, like, follow, enjoy the ride. It's a great kosher experience here with Kosher Guru. We have a fantastic filled evening tonight. It's summertime. We're getting ready to bring in some fun summertime chefs, bloggers. We're going to talk about grilling, smoking, barbecuing. But tonight we have two fantastic, very, very great people within the kosher food world. First, we have joining us Shlomo Klein of Joy of Kosher Magazine, talking about the upcoming magazine that we published and brought out in about 2 weeks' time, talking about summer issues and what we have to look forward to. And he really, really transformed the magazine scene in the kosher world by when he first originated with B'tei Avon, now Joy of Kosher. So many people came out after it. Ami Magazine does a great job. They have Whisk. There's others out there. But Shlomo really helped bring up kosher food within a kosher magazine, and it's great. Next, we have in studio with us as well, Srili Edelman of Izzy's Barbecue Addiction. He just celebrated his birthday and 1 year anniversary of Izzy's Barbecue Addiction in Crown Heights, New York. We're going to schmooze and talk with him for a little bit. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Stay tuned for an jam-packed, excellent show. We thank, of course, Zev Brenner and Talkline Communication, channel 620 on your AM dial. Want to thank our sponsors for the evening. Our sponsors for the evening is Mark David Hospitality with Mazon Main Event Caterers. Check them out. And of course, our other sponsor is Liquids and Salads Cafe in Cedarhurst, New York. Great dairy cafe serving excellent pizza, pasta, great coffees, cold brew, sandwiches, paninis, salads galore. Go check them out. They're in the Gourmet Glad parking lot, Cedarhurst, New York. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned, and thank you for joining us this evening. Main Event Mazon Galat Kosher Caterers, along with Mark David Hospitality, transcends your dreams, transforming each event from your destination wedding to your bar bat mitzvah into a breathless lifetime experience. Our turnkey Galat Kosher integration from visuals to food to core to production is perfectly choreographed. Luxury catering is an art that we've elevated into unique culinary experience. Contact us today, 212-579-7700, and tell them the Kosher Guru sent you. And we're back. Thank you, everyone, for joining us once again and tuning back in to the Nash with the Kosher Guru here on channel 620 AM every Thursday evening. In studio tonight, we have a very close friend of mine. As I've been working in the industry for many, many years, that's the kosher food industry, of course, I became very, very close with a very talented young man named Shlomo Klein. Shlomo Klein is one of the heads and people in charge of Joy of Kosher Magazine. Shlomo, thank you so much for joining us here in studio today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege.
It's really all my honor. It really is my privilege to have you here. Shlomo Klein actually started out many, many years ago with B'tei Avon Magazine, which was the leader at the forefront of the Jewish foodie magazine scene. And Shlomo then combined with Jamie Geller and created the Joy of Kosher Magazine conglomerate, which is really huge. They have a fantastic Instagram page, Joy of Kosher Magazine, Facebook. And Shlomo and Shifra Klein run a fantastic website, and of course their magazine, and a new magazine is about to come out. What do we have to look forward to this coming issue?
Well, as it's the summer, what's the one thing that is synonymous with summer?
Grilling.
Barbecue. Grilling, barbecue, or as we call it in South Africa, braai. We call it a braai.
A braai? I got to roll my R's.
A braai, and the meat that goes on is called, it's called a braai vlees.
A braai vlees.
Not a braai, a braai.
Braai. I got to get that eventually.
But here in America, it's called barbecue, and obviously we covered a lot of that. We actually went down to Ari White, who is known as the Wonder Q, or he was once known as the...
Hakadosh
Barbecue. Not Wonder Q. The Wandering Q. He used to be called Hakadosh Barbecue. And he gave us like the whole shebang on barbecue.
The whole shebang. It's very, very interesting. Who's actually waiting in our green room, who's also in the studio today, is Srilly Edelman, who'll be on next. And it's very funny because he got into barbecuing and smoking because of Ari White. And now in this next episode, in the next edition of the magazine coming out, which will actually be out on newsstands at Barnes & Noble's and on your local supermarket. When will it be out?
It's going to be out July 17th, please God.
July 17th. So you went down to Ari White and he gave you the whole shebang. What did you see? What was going on over there?
Well, he gave us just the whole history and whole introduction of what is barbecue, working with different different woods, different smokes, different cuts of meat. You know, how one meat is better than another on the, you know, when you're smoking. Barbecue doesn't only mean smoking, it also means grilling. So we also did an article on regular grilling for the masses who are out there and aren't really into, you know, buying a smoker or playing with wood chips or whatever it is. We actually did an article on kebab, chicken, steak. We have barbecue sides. The options are endless, and you know, these days people have gas grills. They have you can be a aficionado and use charcoal, or you can just be, you know, a regular typical lazy guy like me and use a gas grill. And anything you're making for supper these days, instead of throwing it in, you know, on the stovetop or in the oven, just fire up the grill. In 2 minutes, you can take that chicken and make a barbecue chicken. Or if it's sausage or burgers or whatever it is that you're doing.
So I know you've been living in Crown Heights for many years, but you joined Suburbia, moved out to Cedarhurst, Long Island. What do you have in your backyard? What do you use? And what is your go-to type of meat or poultry item that you could just want to, when you're bored on a weeknight and hungry, that you just put on the fire and fire it on up?
Honestly, I have both. I have a nice I have a Weber gas grill, which I use pretty often, and then I also have a charcoal grill, which I like to play with. Sometimes I just use it the same way I would as a regular grill. Sometimes I'll move the coals to the side and add wood, smoke stuff. My favorite these days has been sticking a nice big piece of meat on the grill. Just last night we had some friends get together. We got a nice, huge prime rib with the fat cap, with everything.
Prime rib with a fat cap, friends, and I wasn't invited?
Not invited. Unfortunately, this was a Crown Heights crew. And we sous vide it like almost the whole day. And then we finished it on the grill. We put on the grill on high just to sear it. And the thing went on fire. And every time we poured water on to turn it off, it just came back with flames. But actually, we cut that thing open. It had salt and pepper. That was all we did to it.
Really?
And it was phenomenal. Nothing like it.
Nothing like it. It's fantastic. What else do we have going on in this summertime edition coming out? We have a lot of grilling. We have Ari White. What else should we be looking forward to?
We did a very interesting article, Jack from Jack's Gourmet.
Oh, wow.
Our good friend.
Yes, very close friend.
Besides being the owner of Jack's Gourmet, doing sausages and all that stuff, he is a chef, a very good chef. And we did a whole article on pizza. So we did about 10 different Milchik pizzas and then I think like 5 or 6 Fleischik pizzas. A classic margarita, a pesto pizza with ricotta, red onion, balsamic reduction. On the Fleischik side, we did like a salami and eggs type of pizza. We did a dessert pizza with bacon, or facon as he calls it, beef bacon and chocolate chips. And you would think, what are you doing here? But it didn't just work. It was phenomenal. It was one of the best ones.
Mm. That's awesome. Love Jack. Going to check out when the magazine comes out. What people don't know, what we haven't told anybody yet, we'd like to also let everyone know that Shlomo Klein of Joy Kosher Magazine will be joining us about once a month on the air, letting us know about the upcoming and crazy new recipes and articles that will be out in Joy Kosher before it's out on the newsstand. What we have to look forward to. He really has brought the entire kosher palette to a new phenomenal level with Joy of Kosher Magazine. But when you're not writing and constantly editing and publishing the magazine on a daily basis, what is your go-to food? Like if you just want to chill at home, relax, or you're going out with your lovely Aishas Chaya or the family, where are you going to? What are you eating? What does Shlomo enjoy?
You already know the answer to that question, but we'll put it out there for everyone. Gabe actually has gone ahead and made me cheesecakes because I am crazy for cheesecake. Cheesecake and soup. So, Gabe's wife, the guru's wife, Rebecca, actually made some
Mrs. Kosher Guru.
Mrs. Kosher Guru, the owner of Liquids and Salads in Cedarhurst. she actually made for Shavuos, she made a bunch of cheesecakes and tiramisu. They were outstanding.
Awesome. And I know that you came by the store and you really, really enjoyed it. And I know that your kryptonite, we should say, is cheesecakes. Anything coming down the pipe? Anything we should know about? Anything interesting happening in the scene, in the kosher blogger sphere? Because you are probably one of the chief bloggers out there. You've been doing this for such a long, long time. Anything that we should be keeping our eyes open to? Any new recipes? Any new ingredients, products that are coming out that we should really keep our eyes open to?
Okay, firstly, just going back to my kryptonite, cheesecake is not my kryptonite. It's one of my favorite things. My kryptonite is pecha. Do you eat pecha?
I love pecha. Believe it or not, I love all that Hungarian old world food.
I could never touch it. My father used to make it and officially it was amazing. I stay away from that like the plague. I could never bring myself to eat it. As far as new stuff, I mean, there's new stuff coming out all the time. We actually just did an article on the Fancy Food Show. We were there for 2 days and it was fascinating to see the amount of kosher and new products that are out there. Vegan is like so big out there, and because it's already vegan, to make it kosher is not a big deal. There are tons and tons of vegan kosher options out there. Another thing that we saw that was fascinating was kombucha, or however it's pronounced.
Kombucha,
the drinks. They must have made about 20 different types there. We did a whole article on that. You're going to have to leave that to my wife because she handles the editorial. But we ran around. Believe it or not, there was plenty to eat. There were a lot of kosher companies. I'm going to call them Hamish or actual kosher companies that people are familiar with. Jax was there. Klein's Naturals was there. Some of quality kosher's clients were there. Epops.
Oh, very nice. Right, Epops is distributed by Quality Frozen Foods out of Brooklyn, New York.
We actually bumped into Gittel and Yaakov, you know, scouting out, seeing what's new and
what's new on the horizon that they can bring to the kosher market through the distribution route. It's very cool. Right. So anyway, Shlomo, I want to thank you so much for joining us here in studio. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming down and spending the time with Team Kosher Guru here on the Nash on Channel 620 AM every Thursday evening. Thank you so much. Regards to the Eishes Chayil and your family. Everyone, please stay tuned as we have Surly Edelman of Izzy's Barbecue Addiction waiting for us in the green room. He'll be on momentarily. Stay tuned and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Liquids and Salads, the all-new kosher foodie favorite cafe, strictly kosher under the Vat of the Five Towns in Chol of Yisrael, located in Cedarhurst, New York, serving freshly brewed gourmet coffees, cold brew, teas, smoothies, delicious fresh salads, paninis, sandwiches, pastas, fish, pizzas, and so much more. Located at 140 Washington Avenue, across from Gourmet Glot and next to Warren Levy Karate. Email your order for curbside pickup at liquidsandsalads@gmail.com. That's liquidsandsalads@gmail.com. Or call them today at 516-341-7440. Open Sunday through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mention Kosher Guru and get a 10% discount till July 31st, 2016. I can't believe it's been more than 1 year. Yes, you heard that right. 1 year as of 2 weeks ago, Surly Edelman opened up Izzy's Barbecue Addiction in Crown Heights. Now, this changed barbecue in the entire kosher world. Now, yes, we know Ari White really invigorated and started the entire craze with his HaKadosh Barbecue, now called Wandering Q, and it's awesome, and he does a fantastic job, and we all love him. But going brick and mortar is where Surly Edelman took the entire industry to the next level. We are here in studio with Surly Edelman himself. Welcome, Surly.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. You know, I could attest to it from all my Facebook posts, all my Instagram posts. I'm a big, huge fan of yours. We were just there the other night when we celebrated a going away party for Warren Rockmacher, who is also, in my opinion, like the godfather, sort of like the king of the competitions. Of course, Mendel Siegel is the grand champion, but Warren Rockmacher, who puts it all together. A lot of people always ask you, and I'm sure they're very, very curious, how in the world did a frum boy living in Brooklyn get started in the smoking world?
Like you mentioned before, like Ari White is the pioneer of kosher barbecue. So we went to one of his pop-ups a few years ago, and we were just obsessed with the food, hence the name Izzy's Barbecue Addiction. And ever since then, we just became obsessed. My wife and I, primarily me, became obsessed with barbecue. You know, no food experience before this we had. But we just became obsessed, and ever since then, we just took it by storm.
Now, I know that I'm addicted to your food, as you know, all the time. We schmooze all the time. But from what I understand, and we schmooze many times, is that you dropped everything you were doing in your life after this addiction, and you just went full force in this and opened a store. Tell us how this all happened.
Well, I, like most, like a lot of people, unfortunately, don't love what they do. And I found this passion for barbecue, which I love doing from my backyard. You know, and then I saw almost like an opening. I felt like there's this void in the kosher market. You have this really high-end food, and you know, you have your fast food. You don't have that food that people are passionate about yet. And I found something that I'm so passionate about that even though I had no experience whatsoever in the food industry, I felt like, listen, if I love something so much and I could bring it to other people, then why not? This is what I love to do, and I'd rather fail at something I love than to do something I hate the rest of my life.
Well, failing is not an option because you are a success. People are trying to emulate you all over. There are people that are trying to open up other brick-and-mortar stores based on your model. How does it feel that, you know, they say the best form of flattery is imitation, that everybody wants to now be like Surly Edelman?
You know, it's pretty cool. You know, so obviously if you have so many people trying to emulate you, you're obviously doing something right. So I take that, you know, as a credit to what we're doing. But at the same time, like I said, our own competition is ourselves. You know, we just have to keep on getting better every day and strive for greatness all the time. And pretty much.
Now, one thing I hear, and knowing so much and being involved in the food industry since I was 15 years old, is that you become a slave to your addiction. And even you, more so, having a 100% wood smoker. What are you doing all hours of the night? How have you become a slave, or better yet, a servant to your passion because you love it so much? But how does it make you feel all hours of the night? You're there feeding the smoker, checking the meat, rotating the meat, working on it. You have your rubs on it. Do you ever think you'd be at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing all this?
I didn't think so before I started this, but you know, I love what I do. So, you know, that feeling that when someone actually comes over to you after, you know, this is the best piece of meat I ever had in my life, you know, shows that whatever you're doing, there's gratitude for it, and there's a, you know, there's a reason for doing it. So, you know, we love what I do. I love what I do, and the second I stop loving what I do is when I'll stop to do it.
We don't want you to ever stop that, because we love you. We love Izzy's. I've said it many, many times. I got to stop just, you know, flattering you because you're here in the studio and you know what I feel about you. When someone's coming for the first time, because they see all the Facebook posts, their friends are talking about it, but when someone opens that door to the outer vestibule, walks into the store the first time, is mesmerized, they look at the menu, but they want to order everything, but they're not sure where to start. A first timer at Izzy's, what do you tell them to order first? What should they try?
Well, the first thing I say is come early, because it's sort of unknown in the kosher market. But barbecue is something that, you know, whenever you sell out, you sell out. You know, we cooked 800 pounds that day. You know, we sell out, we sell out. That's the max we cook. It's not that we're making less, you know, to preserve it. So I would say, you know, come early. You know, you have to have a rib, have some brisket, you know, some appetizers as well, and you're good to go.
I don't know about anybody else, but the other night I was there and we had the most succulent, delicious brisket I've ever had. I think it was actually the best brisket you ever made. One thing about barbecue is that it keeps getting better. You never go and you get the same thing all the time. I loved your smoked fried chicken sandwich off the hook, and then you made pastrami, your own pastrami?
Yeah, like we're a sort of like a bringing back the deli. We're bringing back the deli business, sort of. Not really, actually, but we're doing our own twist. We cure our own, you know, most of the cold cuts and everything is manufactured in plants. So we're doing our own brine, our own cure on the pastrami. It's a two-week cure.
Oh, wow.
And then we have that that smoke element with a fresh coriander and black pepper. So you really have that gorgeous bark, that, you know, that real house-cured pastrami. And it just, it's, and also we're using fatty brisket as well for it. So we just, and other, it's crazy. I could eat that all day.
You could eat it all day. I know that I could definitely eat it all day. It's the summertime now. People are going to start grilling. And not only that, they're going to, a lot of people out there trying to be like you and others out there, they all go to Home Depot or Lowe's, or they order online a smoker for their backyard, or a little propane smoker with the pellet chips. And we know it's not the same as a smoker by you or other people. But people who also have a newfound passion for it. What kind of tips could you give some first-time people smoking in their backyard, smoking for their family for fun, and they look to you for motivation and tips? Some first-time smokers, what do you tell them?
So the first thing I would tell them is throw out all your gas and pellet stuff. Throw that out. You could buy yourself a $100 Weber charcoal kettle grill, which you could easily convert into a smoker. What I would recommend is start with something small. You know, don't start with brisket. That's a really intimidating piece of meat. Go along with chicken, wings, if you like it and you really enjoy it, then go on to the next. Maybe some ribs, and if you like that, you go on to brisket. And if you still have that passion to doing all that, then I would say buy yourself a smoker, $300-$400. Get yourself a decent smoker, and you'll have some fun.
We all like having fun. I think I'm going to call you when I start smoking and lighting up what I bought in the backyard the other week over at Home Depot. I know that I can't do it on my own, so I'm going to be having to call you many times throughout the week. Guys, I'm telling you right now, get down to Crown Heights. It's on Troy Avenue. If you have Waze, just plug in Izzy's. Then it comes up, Barbecue Addiction. It's fantastic. Izzy, Cirilli, I want to thank you so much for coming to the studio today, for joining us on the Nosh with the Kosher Guru. It is such an honor to have you here in studio. I can't wait to come down again and to have a great meal by you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Looking
forward to seeing all of you.
Of course, we want to see everyone at Izzy's. Guys, check out Izzy's Barbecue Addiction. Check him out and like him on Facebook. Follow him on Instagram. I'm telling you, you are going to love the posts. He has mouth-watering pictures up all the time. He's fantastic. Go down, tell him the Kosher Guru sent you.